This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now is 7 after the hour. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio world. So a lot of the stations that carry my programs during the week, including the DJV show, are able to carry this on the weekend. A lot of other folks are only listening to us, our voices, on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us on the panel today, three folks from the DJV show, actually DJ and V. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We also are joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Westwood One Network talk host, heard Sunday evenings at 10 o'clock live around the country. You can go to his website, waltermsterling.com, for more on him and what he does. But what he does well. I'm not sure that we all understand what he does, but I do know he does it well. How's that? Victoria, you agree? We all, you see, there's the problem with all this stuff is that there's, because the business is so small, we all know one another. And it becomes fun to have fun with the people that you know and care about. So sometimes people don't understand that much of what we say when we're talking with each other, not to or at each other, is in jest. So far, Walter has said nothing because he has nothing to say at this point. But we're going to bring you...
I'm waiting to hear the funny.
I know. Oh, come on.
You might be waiting a while, Walter.
All right. So we go through the top ten. When McFadden is here, he likes me to start at the top with number one because he says I always wait till the end and there isn't enough time. But when I look at it this way, and you can argue with me if you want, Victoria or Jennifer, it's the same old stuff. It's Russia and Trump and the trial of Manafort. I suppose that's a little different, but let's
welcome to politics. Hash again.
That's all it is. Yeah, right. So I think people get tired of that. I want to give them a little something else to think about or talk about. So at number 10, going to the other end, sports talk radio. What's on sports talk radio? Did you see the first game was on Thursday night? The first NFL game, a practice. The camps are open, so it's a prag doesn't count. What is there, about a month of this stuff before
pre-season?
It gets to the real season, the preseason games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how many people here actually watched it? Walter,
did
you watch
it?
No, nobody.
I don't watch the Super Bowl. I'm not going to watch that.
What?
I'm with you,
pal. Come on.
No, it's all
at
the
least
same
for the commercials,
hype.
The halftime show. You got to do it. I mean, I need
nine-layer bean dip.
Yeah.
I watched the Katy Perry halftime show because I like Katy Perry. There was nothing else in that. The game does not interest me. Sports, football does not interest me. I don't understand it. I don't understand what downs are. I don't know what a flag on the field means. I don't care.
Hey, and you know what, guys? Ask him about ultimate frisbee and or bowling, and
that's
those,
right.
those are his sports.
But let me finish. Those kids who played football in high school were the most miserable bullies in the school. They were horrible. And any vague interest I may have had in the sport, they ruined in the hallways.
So were you bullied when you were in high school?
Of course I was. Everybody was bullied by the football players.
Yeah. I was bullied. Absolutely.
I don't get the game. I don't understand it. The reason I love baseball is that if somebody gets hurt in baseball, the stadium gets quiet and it's a tragedy. And that's the correct response. In football, people cheer if somebody gets hurt.
Right. It's like gladiators. And you know as well, because you've been following, you and I have been friends for a long time, and you know that I was the first person in the country, and I don't say this beating my chest, Doug, you're such a fabulous guy, but I was the first person to really crank on brain injuries, what's happening with the concussions. It wasn't only in football, but that's where I started, but soccer and hockey and all these other things, boxing. And I have said, and this is something that I do think that on a previous occasion, Walter, you and I talked about this, I say to parents,
If you encourage your youngster in high school or even junior high school, even college, to play football, you're a bad parent. Because there's nothing about playing that game or those games that is safe and secure. And as parents, aren't we supposed to make our children safe, the world they're in, safe?
Yes. And I agree with you. No, I agree with you. And I also think you're a bad parent if you encourage the children to actually do their homework. Because if they're given a lot of homework, it means they have bad teachers.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. You can't teach math, fourth grade math, in 6 hours of the day. You have to send it home with them. Haven't they done enough?
I think it is important for children to keep their mind going.
And it's a work ethic, too. Rides here, Walter. You know that. Come on. Put these kids to work.
Really, Jennifer.
Life is going to hit them in the face eventually. You might as well get them used to it in the fourth grade.
So let me get this straight now. After you're on the air 8 hours a day, Jennifer.
It's not 8 hours. It's actually 17.
After you're on the air 17 hours a day, I know. Why don't you go home and, like, give practice speeches?
I talk to myself all the time, don't you?
Well, what I do is sometimes I'll make the mistake of doing the show in the house, Mrs. Sterling will say, don't do the show in the house. Do it on the air. We don't need to hear your show.
I understand that, knowing you.
I'm with her. Good supportive wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to go back to football for a second, though, I need to watch these games because I play fantasy football, so I've got to catch up. I got to get on it. Yeah.
Well, what role will betting play in this season now that it's legalized?
Huge.
I think that's an interesting angle.
Huge.
Looking at this thing. Are you a better Walter? Do you ever put any dough down on anything?
No, it's hard to bet food stamps. But the fact is that...
you're in radio.
Yeah, it's hard to bet food stamps. But gambling has always been the game. It doesn't change anything. It formalizes it, legalizes it, and more importantly, taxes it. It gives people an easy opportunity to do it. But I don't think the level of gambling will change because it's legalized and systematized. People have always bet on the games. They will continue to bet on the games. That hasn't changed. The primary reason most people watch the games is to bet.
Right, but now that they can do it legally, it's the one spot in New Jersey that you can bet. And I was saying earlier, you can't even go anywhere near Monmouth Park Racetrack. It's all sports betting now. So this upcoming season of all sports is going to be really impacted, I think, by all the sports betting. And you may even start to see coaches and GMs making choices by how people are betting. It'll be interesting to watch.
Self-serving as it sounds, it'll be very good for the radio business because a lot of advertising will go with the open up of that. Okay, number nine, the focus on the wildfires in California, Jennifer, and also the heat wave that has engulfed Europe and Japan, the weather, global warming, climate change, same stuff, but the reality of what's going on in California, and more importantly, the reality of what the governor said. Jumpin' Jerry Brown says, what, by 2050, the whole state will burn to the ground or some other
ridiculous
thing?
Yeah, we're all going to be on fire. Look, he plays a role in this. We can argue about climate change. I believe that there's climate change. I just don't believe that it's necessarily man-made. And now's probably not the time to have that argument, but you could go back and forth and have an intelligent discussion about that. What people are not talking about, it has been so underreported by the news media in California specifically, is that when you are a homeowner in California, a lot of times in mountainous communities, you are handed notices. In fact, the house I grew up in where my mom still lives, knock, 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 it's the fire department. They say if you don't clear your brush and you don't cut down your dead trees, they're going to fine you $5,000, plus they'll give you the bill that it's going to cost to come and remove the stuff if you don't do it yourself. That's part of the plight of being a homeowner in California. Well, apparently that only applies to people who own homes because these environmentalist groups in the state of California, I think there are 8 of them, joined forces to prevent the state of California from going through the forest and clearing 129 million dead trees. Yeah. So what's burning right now is actually dead trees that are fueling these fires that are making these fires grow and actually creating cyclone clouds.
How the hell do they get away with being such psychos in California? How the hell do these people get in charge?
It's a question I ask all the time. I don't know. But there's 129 million dead trees that are sitting there protected, and no one can take them down, and they're fueling the fire.
Of what it is that people think and what how warped people get. What it makes no sense. It doesn't. Anybody
Are
who's
they
a farmer,
that the
land
new trees
manager,
won't get replanted. I don't understand the logic behind that.
I don't understand
any.
The logic either.
You don't understand it because there isn't any logic.
They even fought, and this isn't just California. I learned the other day this is actually happening across the country. It might be happening where you live. There are actually there these groups now that are preventing firefighters, and like for us it's Cal Fire. They handle the whole state, from doing fire breaks and fire roads to actually get into these forests. They're preventing that because they say it's disrupting the wildlife. This is a huge problem. No, this is what people should be talking about. We can talk about global warming. Let's have those conversations, but let's talk about the real stuff that we can do today to prevent what's happening in the state where people are losing family members because they're trapped in their homes.
Walter, are you talking to Mrs. Sterling about this?
No, the fact is that the key part of the story is how environmental groups have interfered with what is, in fact, a very natural and healthy process. You know what the Nazca lines are? The Nazca lines in Peru, the lines that you can only see from the air where you see giant bugs and men that were put into the desert. Well, it turns out that the Nazca lines, part of the reason they're still there, is they are preserved by a natural sealant. That over the years, through the heat, they're preserved by a natural micro-thin sealant. And an environmental group, Greenpeace, went to the Nazca lines to protest construction near them. And in the process of them going to protest, they broke that seal and introduced a bacteria into the Nazca lines that is ruining one of the Nazca line figures. Thank you, Greenpeace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the problem. We got too many of these advocacy groups around, don't know what the hell they're doing.
And then we scratch our heads going, how did this happen?
Right, exactly.
Unbelievable.
All right, think about your last night in bed and think about how much rest you got. 7 hours, check? No? There's nobody here to get 7 hours, I'm guaranteeing you that. Because radio, morning radio, doesn't lend itself well to getting 7 or 8 hours sleep. However, for those of you who live a normal life and have normal jobs, you are still in the focal point. 80 million of you are not getting enough rest. You are sleep deprived. If you're not getting 7 hours of sleep, perhaps it's because you're not sleeping with a good pillow. You may be in bed for 7 hours, but you're not getting enough rest. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest. World's most comfortable pillow, best deal around, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling, host of the Sunday night program nationally, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Lots of great ways of finding out what's going on in the world from his perspective. After all, that's what it's all about. Victoria Keelan is here with me, her perspective on things. That's kind of what we bring to our overview of the top 10 items Talkers Magazine said are the top this week, top items in the traditional news talk radio stations. There's a people list as well. On the people list at number 10 is Kim Jong-un. Pukin Putin is 9. Ted Cruz is 8. Ted Wheeler is 7. Hillary Clinton is 6. Jeff Sessions, 5. Paul Manafort, 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Giuliani is 2. And Trump is 1. All right.
I have a theory about Putin. Would you like to hear my theory about Putin?
I would
love
to hear your theory about anything, Walter.
All right. I have no one has ever explained to me exactly what it is that Russia was supposed to have done to interfere with the elections. No one has ever said, you know, they showed up at election places with borscht. They gave us free caviar. I have yet to see what exactly it is that the Russians are supposed to have done. However, I do believe that it was Putin who compelled the election of Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. At Obama's weakest point, when he was clearly a weak leader, where he was giving billions of dollars in cash and saran wrap to Iran, when he was really weak at the same
not
time,
what happens.
At the same time, we saw images of Vladimir Putin. We saw him topless. We saw him giving commanding speeches. We saw him being in charge. And I'm sitting there going, I wish we had a president like that. Why can't we have a president who's in charge? And now we have Donald Trump.
Did you vote
that's
for
what you
Donald
wanted?
Trump?
Are you kidding me, Walter? We're not friends
Trump?
Anymore, if that's what you think that we got.
Why? You'd ruin a friendship just because of a political point of view? What kind of a person would do that?
An American.
People.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I think he's made a lot of sense, frankly. I didn't ever think about it that way.
A year before the election, 18 months to a year before our election, Putin started to make many more public appearances. That's when the photo of him on the horse, topless, appeared. That's when he was making commanding speeches. He looks amazing in a suit. We found out he has a beautiful daughter living in Denmark or something. We learned a lot about him in a short time, and we're like, wow, that guy's in charge. And then we have Obama going, you know, stuttering, can't give a speech, can't sell his ideas, and giving $1 billion to Iran. We're like, no, we'd like to have a real president, and now we have one.
So you voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. In the community where I live, every other house had a nice, polite, single little Hillary sign on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. And the other houses had nothing. There was a little Hillary sign every other house, la, 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 la. Therefore, when I went to vote with the paper ballot, I go to vote with the paper ballot, and I had to hide it. I had to make sure that when I took it
from
the stand, no, I had to hide what I voted. Okay, but then, and this is why he won, and this is what nobody understood, no New Yorkers understood, nobody at CNN or Fox News understood. I drive the, as do you, Doug, I drive the blue roads. I drive the back roads. I go through rural America whenever I can. And I go to where the trailer parks are and the tract homes are. And what I saw wasn't one little Trump sign on each door. It was houses and trailers completely covered. Completely covered in Trump signs. And it was that passion, plus my UAW friend. I have a friend who works at the UAW plant. This guy is a United Auto worker who's been there 22 years. And this is a union guy. He was a shop steward at a General Motors plant. And I said, who are you voting for? We're voting for Trump. I said, who we?
Trump.
He said, all of us are. I said, UAW union guys are voting for a Republican? Yeah. I said, why? And this was it. This was the ideology. He said, we don't trust her. And that was it.
There you go. All right, that's the story. Walter Sterling with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen as we continue in a few moments with the Talk Radio Review for this week.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at around 6:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will be holding another Make America Great Again rally in Ohio. Certainly one of the things we can expect to hear from the president was the jobs numbers that were released yesterday. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, and the economy added just over 150,000 jobs. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
Firefighters in California and Oregon are continuing to fight wildfires. Now today the temperatures are expected to be right around 100 degrees and winds are expected to pick up in the afternoon, making it more a challenge for firefighters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with our Talk Radio review, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Walter Sterling, a Westwood One Network talk program host who is on the air on Sunday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, live all around the country and a lot of really great radio stations. He's always had lots to say, so we are giving him his opportunity to say more and more and more, because he deserves that opportunity.
Thank you, Walter.
Walter.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I like that. Wow. Yeah, that's good. All right, we're going through the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. Every week they research talk radio stations and host programs around the country to come up with this list. So we've done 10 and 9. 10 is what's going on in sports talk radio world, the wildfires in California, heat wave, that sort of thing. The new China tariffs are number 8. How does that impact you, Walter? How do you think the tariffs will affect your life?
They won't. They'll be temporary, they'll be short-lived, and eventually both sides will get rid of the tariffs. I think it's a smart negotiating move. Good idea. Seems to be working in the EU.
Hey, well, we made a deal with the EU to take all the tariffs. We'll have no tariffs on either side, so things will be selling for what they're actually worth, not with some artificial add on, which is basically prohibitive. This all started how many years ago? It was NAFTA wasn't the first one. There were trade deals before that, but NAFTA is the one that I remember most, North America Free Trade Agreement, which is anything. But I always love these names for things, because they always mean something different than what the names suggest they mean. There's no such thing as a free trade deal. It costs money, right? I mean, that's what trade, that's what these, when you add tariffs, it costs money. And so I think you're right.
But what I can't get over, and all of this is theory to me, because, you know, I have three young kids, and all of this is theory to me. What bothers me most is it's going to cost me an average of $600 for school supplies for each kid in about 2 weeks.
Why?
And the price of,
why aren't the schools paying for the supplies? Why are you paying for them?
That's a very good question. And there's they always
do you pay taxes where you live in Ohio there? You pay taxes,
no.
Don't you?
No, I pay the most taxes of any town in the county.
Yeah.
I pay the highest property taxes of any town in the county. And yes, and then even more amazing to me is that you mentioned about the heat inside a car. The fact is that if I leave a kid in a 90-degree car or a dog, I can and should be arrested. However,
yes.
It seems to be okay to leave a kid in a 90-degree classroom. It seems fine with these property taxes throughout America that over half the classrooms in America are not air-conditioned. Yet the best and worst bars, the worst bars in any city, are air-conditioned. In fact, I think it's safe to say, Victoria, that the worse the bar, the better the air conditioning.
Well, I think the other side of that is, why aren't we using these buildings that we spend millions? We have in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, they just voted $100 million to build a new middle school. $100 million for a school that will hold 760 students. $100 million, and they use the building 10 months of the year. Are you nuts? Make the kids, there is no reason anymore because we're not living in an agrarian society, and that's really what the school year was built on, and daylight savings time and all that other stuff.
Right.
We don't have any more agrarian, we don't have respect for American farmers, we don't have any farms left. So why are we playing this game? The school should be air conditioned and they should run 12 months a year. That's
well,
it, period.
Right, and if they run 12 months a year, the high school should end a year earlier than it does now. There's no need for a kid to be in school this long. It's crazy.
I think you're right about that because they don't get anything. Look at what the dropout rate is in our major cities. You're in the Cleveland area. What's the dropout rate there?
Try very hard not to identify with the Cleveland area.
Oh, you do?
I do everything. Yeah, I don't. It's a really weird, bizarre thing, Doug. I have to reveal it to you. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. About 10 of the streets of Maplewood border on Newark. Never in my life have I said I'm from Newark. Yet
never.
Every suburb of Cleveland, no matter which suburb they're in, they are the most beautiful suburbs you have ever seen. Better than Grosse Pointe, better than Beverly Hills. They're crazy beautiful. And they all say they're from Cleveland. I'm like, you wouldn't drive through Cleveland at noon. Well, why are you saying you're from Cleveland?
Cleveland gets a bum rap. It's not that bad. It's like I say I'm from Boston and I live in Framingham. It's and now Victoria lives...
But Boston's a great city. That's different. Boston's a great city. Cleveland is not a great city. It's a horrible city. It doesn't get a bad rap. It gets an accurate rap. And the fact is that 20 years ago, Cleveland was about the 13th largest city, and now it's 32.
Mm. Where is everybody
because
going?
Because people have left?
Yeah.
They didn't leave. They ran.
Right. They went to New Jersey, where Victoria, you've now moved out of the city and moved into a suburb of Newark, right?
No.
So you're going to say you're from
Newark? Yes.
No.
Newark, yes.
Oh, my God. Never. No.
Or is it a suburb of Atlantic City or Camden?
Oh,
Camden.
That might even be worse.
All right. So anyway, I'm going to digress for a second here because Walter gets me to do that.
Let's continue to digress.
Yeah, let's continue.
We haven't digressed at all. We've just digressed.
I'll go back to the countdown in a minute. So, Walter, I think we established this the last time you were here, that you are the creative genius for a number of great radio stations and programs around the country, including New Jersey 101.5, which is in an area that, nobody talks about the fact it's in Camden. It's New Jersey 101.5. And I remember talking about a couple of hosts there who got into trouble because they referred to the Attorney General, his name is Gerber Gruwald, as Turban Man. So they were taken off the air and now are attending sensitivity training at a Sikh temple.
Wow.
So one wonders, where does that... When the old days when Walter was hiring people right and left, guys like Imus, who was paid a lot of money to be a jerk... he couldn't survive anymore, and neither can a lot of other people who were good at what they were first hired to do, right? Not that Turban Man, there's nothing creative in calling him Turban Man. The good creative people are kind of
let me talk in broad strokes about controversial statements. Over the past few years, there have been a number of talk stations, sports stations, ESPN every hour says something that offends somebody. And the mistake that management makes over and over and over again, which I was taught not to make by our mutual mentor, Dan Griffin.
Dan Griffin
taught me this. He said, if you make a public statement of apology about something a talk show host said, you freeze it in time and turn it into news.
Yeah.
Whereas if you don't do anything...
Just keep going!
That you keep going and they go, what did he say? And then they hit a red light.
Forget it.
And what Dan used to do, this was brilliant, this is all management should do. Whenever they get a complaint call, whenever Dan Griffin, who ran the biggest talk stations in America, whenever he'd get a complaint call, this is what he'd say. And I learned how to do it from him. He'd say to the caller, he'd say, you know, ma'am, I agree with you. You are absolutely right. I wish there were more people like us. Would you do me a favor? Let me give you a phone number. Would you please call the host and tell the host exactly how you feel? And then give him the listener line. That's how he handled every complaint.
Fabulous. I remember sitting in his office once. The guy who was the program director of the station here that he managed was a former jock named, he called himself Melvin X. Melvin on the air. Mel Miller was his name. He was, I think you probably knew him, Walter, and I don't want to make this too much inside, but it's kind of fun to go back to where this all started with people who actually had something to say, and it wasn't all politics. It was about life and things that you could do and what you could stir up to just make people crazy. And it was very entertaining stuff. And Dan Griffin used to say that the only way he knew that his stations were working was the number of complaint calls he would get. He and Mel would take hundreds of calls a week from people, and he'd do what you just said. Yeah, you know what, I agree with you. Here's the number. Call these guys and tell them what a bunch of buffoons they are. That's what he'd do.
He'd say, I've been trying to tell them that for weeks. I agree with you.
It was fabulous stuff. And that's how he was a fabulous guy. He really.
But the fact is that
for a long time,
that in any radio station that freezes a moment and drags out an apology for nothing. I remember there was a sports talk host in Boston who made fun of Erin. What's her name on ESPN?
Erin Andrews.
Who made fun of Erin Andrews and said she's such a bitch. Well, guess what? At the same time. And then Fox said, if you don't make them apologize, we're going to pull all of the advertising from your company. Yeah. Okay, this is at the same time on TMZ. On the same time on TMZ, one of the Siobhan Sullivan, one of the kids on TMZ, said exactly the same thing on the air, and that aired on every single Fox-owned TV station, and that went unnoticed. Siobhan didn't have to apologize for saying that Erin Andrews was, she said, she's such a bitch. She said it on all the Fox TV stations. That's fine. Radio host says it. Fox says we're pulling all our ads.
Yeah, radio perfect. Just has a different microscope. It's under a different microscope.
Yeah.
People just don't care what's said on TV. And for some reason, any little thing on radio, it's catastrophic.
Under a different microphone. All right, we continue. For the official list of the top 10 items, according to the research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine, at number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, second half of the season, training camps opening for the NFL in the first games of the season. Number 9, wildfires in California, the heat wave around the world, global warming, et cetera, et cetera. The new Chinese tariffs, number 8, Korea and war remains being returned, number 7. Economic growth or slowing down housing starts, either or, number 6. Apple's value is $1 trillion, that's number 5. The midterm political races for the House and the Senate, number 4. Number 3, immigration policy. Number 2, the trial of Paul Manafort. And number 1, the president and Russia, and also his call to Rush Limbaugh, congratulating him on his 30th anniversary on the air. That's it. Talk Radio Countdown Show in review. I'm Doug Steffen.
You know those these mean voices inside your head.
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Caltrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Grebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
On the people list, officially, sometimes we go through this, we have time to get through it, and sometimes we don't. So here it is, in my official capacity, the host of this program, I'll bring you the info that Trumper's good, Doug, the Talkers has come up with. Number 10 on the people list is Kim Jong-un. Pukin Putin is number 9. Ted Cruz is number 8. Ted Wheeler, number 7. Hillary, number 6. Jeff Sessions, number 5. Paul Manafort is 4 on the list. Robert Mueller is 3. Rudy Giuliani makes it in his sort of swan song in politics. That's the way some people are capturing the focus on Giuliani, number 2. And then the president will be number 1 on the list pretty much every week. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the info from Talkers Magazine. And Rush Limbaugh's name should be on here because he's celebrating his 30th anniversary of doing his nationally syndicated program. All right, Walter Sterling, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So we've been through, one way or another, we've been through all of these things before. And I don't mean to put down the Talkers list, but I think sometimes it becomes pedantic. Number 7 is the war remains, more about North Korea and whether the stuff that's coming back, the remains, they can't identify it. So I say, why bother? What do you bring and send them back a bunch of dirt? What for? No, seriously.
That's somebody's uncle.
The point? Well, but how do they know? They can't prove who it is.
I know.
Could be, some
well,
guy.
Well, symbolically,
from
it's
Ethiopia.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, number 6, the focus on our economy and the growth and the stability. The uptick that we have, are we going to ruin it or not with the interest rates? I think Trump's going to do there, Walter, what he does every place else, browbeat, in this case, the Fed, to keep the interest rates from going up. I see that happening, and then that'll kind of slow down the impact that happens. It always when housing starts, slow down, car sales slow down, that's a recession. Number 5, Apple's value hits $1 trillion. I've been talking this week about my problems with my Apple iPhone and what a ripoff they are, and that's part of the $1 trillion. Well, they are. You don't
agree
with you.
And let me tell you how I've solved it. I've done something you never did, Doug, something you have never done. I went to Walmart. And
yes, I have never done that. That's true.
I've never been to Walmart either, Doug. I'm with you.
Okay.
Well, you need to go to Walmart, because once you do and you see that the gallon of milk is $1.69, you're a dairy farmer.
No,
well,
I'll be dairy.
No, that's the wrong example.
No.
Or you'll see.
Abort.
Yeah. Try again. How about the 18 rolls of
toilet paper? Talk about some cookies or ice cream.
Yeah, the 18 rolls of toilet paper are $5.95.
All right, what about my phone, though? What am I going to do with the phone?
Okay, now here's about the phone. Well, here's what I did with my iPhone.
30 seconds. Hurry up.
I went to Walmart, bought a $10 phone. $30 a month prepaid plan. It takes pictures, it gets texts, and it gets phone calls. Works fine. I'd have to pay you to steal it.
That you would. Yes. Maybe I should do that, except I have to go. If I have to go into Walmart, as starchy as that sounds, I'm not a big fan of Walmart. But anyway, so there it is. Midterm race is number 4. Immigration policy 3. The Manafort trial is 2, and the Trump-Russia investigation, ho-hum, number 1. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And during this portion of the program, at this point in the week, it's Victoria Keelan's job to go back over the top 5 items from the world of technology, the ones that seem to have the most impact this week, starting at number 5. The list from Fortune magazine as to who on the list is making the most money from the world of technology. So let's get through that list. A list among the listers, if you will, Victoria.
Well, it's not actually just technology, but it happens to be that the top 10 Fortune's 40 under 40 list, these are the most influential people on the Fortune list. There happen to be a lot of tech companies involved. One of the newer dating apps is called Bumble, and it's started by a female.
Right,
it's kind of focused on women. It's supposed to be a safer space for women to online date and things like that. So Whitney Wolf Heard came in at number 9 as the CEO and founder of Bumble. And then there are some other women, not just women, but it is nice to see women in tech. But
yes.
There's a woman who co-founded and is still the CEO of Stitch Fix. Didn't you use Stitch Fix for a while?
I did. I used it for a while. It's a nicely run organization, very efficient. I just found that it was too much.
Yeah, and that's an app where, it's a shopping app that sends clothes for you every month. Also on the list, Spotify, Dropbox, which is becoming a really popular file sharing website and app. WeWork, we talked about WeWork not too long ago. They banned meat from all of their things, all their company receipts. So that WeWork is one of those share space kind of things. Lots of interesting companies like Lyft has, Uber's nowhere on this list, by the way, which is they've had a pretty rough year.
Interesting, yeah.
But the co-founder and CEOs of Lyft and the president of Lyft, they're both on the list. And then, of course, at number one, we've got the co-founder and CEO, Kevin Systrom of Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg together from Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram. And Instagram has been the hottest app pretty much of the year and will probably continue that way.
All right, that's number five as we work our way toward number one on the list of the top five items from technology this week. Speaking of Uber, they're at number four.
Right. Well, Uber is sharing some not great news. They have announced this week that they are stopping all of the development of self-driving trucks that have been hauling cargo on U.S. highways. And the reason for that is it's just not really... It's not panning out as far as a business goes, and there have been accidents. The technology really isn't there yet. People don't fully trust it. But Uber does have a thing called Uber Freight, which has seen actual growth. And what that does is it hooks up trucking companies with truck drivers. And so that will continue, and they say that they're going to focus on that. And then all of the resources they've been using for these self-driving trucks, they're just going to put solely into self-driving cars.
Number three, focus on Facebook.
This story about Facebook is kind of interesting. They announced this week that they are also, they're jumping on the bandwagon that Apple has started. They are going to give you notifications of how much time you're spending on the app. And this is a big trend right now. Everybody's talking about mental well-being and mental health and how the more time you spend on social media apps, the worse your mental health is, especially for teenagers. And so Facebook wants to get in on this, and Instagram also. Again, they're owned by Facebook. So Instagram is going to create a you're all caught up indicator, letting people know you can stop swiping now. You've gone through your feed. You're all caught up on everyone's updates, and basically telling you get off the app now and go outside and play. Essentially, that's what it means.
Which
no one's
going to
do, but
right.
It's nice that they're trying.
Number two, something new, an interesting combo between Walmart and Waymo.
Right. Waymo is probably the most prominent self-driving car company at the moment. They have all the exclusive technology. They're the ones that really started it all. They have partnered with Walmart in Chandler, Arizona, and they are going to be picking up shoppers who order all their stuff from Walmart online, and then the self-driving Chrysler Pacifica vans will pick up the customers. They take them to the local Walmart in Chandler, and they don't even need to get out of the car because Walmart employees will walk the groceries and all the items out to the car, load it up for them, and send them back on their way. So this is the future of shopping at Walmart. That's what they want everybody to know. And if you don't mind not getting out of the car and not shopping, then, hey, this is probably a good thing for you.
All right, here's the way you know that this world is going to hell. The way you swipe your phone is being used to track you. I'm looking at this as I'm ordering a 6S. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't really matter what you have, and it doesn't matter what type of phone. The way that you swipe, pinch, and tap your smartphone screen, can apparently be used to track your identity and potentially breach your privacy. This is an Australian data research team that found that your gestures are like fingerprints. So, more bad news for hacking.
Wonderful, yeah. All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.